The Monte Cuculi Family, From Middle Ages to Empire. Among the noble houses of the Este Dukedom, pride of place must go to the Monte Cuculi, whose origins are lost in the mists of time. Most likely they were one of those families of Frignano notables who dealt with taxes and justice during the long Byzantine occupation, an authority confirmed by successive Lombard and Frankish conquerors. Their name was initially da Frignano, or da Ferroniano, then Corvoli, and eventually da Monte Cuculo, from the castle of that name. They are often mentioned as members of the entourage of Matilda of Canossa, and after the death of the Grand Countess in 1115, were granted a feudal investiture directly by the Emperor, sometime in the 12th century. From that point on, they rapidly consolidated their power. For instance, Henry Monte Cuculi was elected Bishop of Modena in 1157, and they were appointed as protectors of the Benedictine Abbey of Frassinora, founded in the 11th century by the Canossa family. At that time, the Monte Cuculi dominions covered the whole of the central Frignano region, as far as the district of Reggio Emilia on one side and that of Bologna on the other. A shrewd policy of alliances and compromises, and their privileged position as imperial vassals, enabled the Monte Cuculi to successfully ride out the lengthy struggles between Modena and Bologna for control of Frignano. The conflict between these two city-states compounded the centuries-old rivalry between the Monte Cuculi and the Monte Garulla, who had always fought for control of the Apennines near Modena, in skirmishes that continued into the 12th and 13th centuries, with varying outcomes. In 1337, the Este family of Ferrara subjugated Modena and added it to their dominions. For the feudal families of Frignano, it was a time of hard decisions. Since the Monte Cuculi had understood, unlike the da Gambola and the Monte Garulla, that any resistance would be difficult and uncertain, they allied themselves with the Este and accepted their rule, thus maintaining their own authority. Meanwhile, in 1368, the Monte Cuculi secured a reconfirmation of their investiture from the Holy Roman Emperor Charles IV, whose presence as a guest in their castle of Montefiorino permitted them to adorn their family arms with the imperial eagle. During the 15th century, the Monte Cuculi reached the zenith of their power under Gaspare and above all Cesare, 1435 to 1506, who ruled over the powerful fiefdom for a long period. Cesare was the epitome of a feudal ruler. He was violent and domineering and used his power to ill-treat his subjects. He did, however, also display munificence by supporting the leper hospice in Pavullo. At the beginning of the 16th century, the alliance between the Monte Cuculi and the Este was further strengthened as together they helped to thwart Pope Julius II's attempt to conquer the Frignano region. Two noble women, Camilla and Margherita, leading their own troops, displayed great courage in this difficult situation, repelling the papal soldiers who had laid siege to the fortresses of Monte Cenere and Sasso Storno. After Cesare's death in 1506, his three sons divided the fiefdom between them, creating three collateral branches of Monte Cuculo, Semese, and Montese. To these must be added Polinago, which had already broken away earlier during the 15th century. Shortly afterwards, another two branches, the Reno Gaiato and Monte Cenere, split from the Monte Cuculi line. By the middle of the 16th century, the vast fiefdom had disintegrated, with a consequent loss of wealth and power. the most important branch were the Montecuculi, heirs to the ancestral fortress. In the other tiny centres of the new Reno, Monte Cenere, Polinago, Seimese, and Montese dynasties, as many fortresses sprang up, ruling over the estates and gracious residences of the other noble families. Through a shrewd matrimonial policy, the Montecuculi formed alliances with the important houses of the Este Dukedom and other parts of Italy. The Perondoli and Landi of Ferrara, the Pico of Mirandola, the Molza of Modena, the Pio of Carpi, the Erri and Laderchi of Modena, and the Malaspina and Caprara of Bologna. Contact with these city-dwelling nobles had the effect of gentrifying their habits, tempering their reputation as coarse, violent people. But as fate would have it, at the very moment of the family's greatest splendour, the three main branches died out almost at the same time. The Monte Cenere in 1677, the Montecuculi in 1698, and finally the Renni in 1705. Midway through the 17th century, Count Francesco Montecuculi exchanged the fiefdom of Seimese for that of Guiglia, acquiring the title of Marquis. This gave rise to the Montecuculi-Laderchi line, which, after the disappearance of the three main branches, took over the government of the entire fiefdom, as well as ownership of the castle of Montecuculo. This branch too became extinct during the 19th century, but had given rise to the Montecuculi of Vienna. Rodolfo Montecuculi of Polinago commanded the navy of the Austro-Hungarian Empire at the beginning of the 20th century, winning much acclaim. In short, over the centuries, the Montecuculi dynasty split into many branches, and of the families who still exist, the oldest and most important is that of the Marquises Montecuculi degli Erri.